Hello, hello, hello. Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Jane Speaks Podcast. I hope you are doing well, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in and for listening to this podcast. So today is a topic that I personally wanted to preserve this topic for something else that I'm doing, but I felt like, you know what, let me just touch on it. It kind of came heavy on me to just talk about it. So I will talk about it. I mean, just because I share it on this platform doesn't mean that I can't talk about it on another platform as I want to do later on. And what came about this is from I was watching the Same Room with Stephanie EK on YouTube. Now, the one I watched was the one with the episode I watched was the one with what's her name, Sarah Jessica Parker. It was with Sarah Jakes Robert and Essence Atkins. I don't know. I've seen the video come up a few times on my channel, on my YouTube page, but I never really watched it, and I was never drawn to it, which is strange because this is the kind of thing that I do. Well, I started doing, and something that is kind of in line of the things that I do, and it's strange that I never I want to do. I don't know how to say it, but I'll explain a bit more. And it's strange that it came up, since something like that came up, and I just didn't jump on it straight away. You know, there's so much you can learn from other people, you know, and you know, I don't know. But anyway, I'm so glad that it was last night, something moved me to just watch that show, and now I'm gonna keep watching it. I really liked the idea, and I think at some point, when I saw it initially months back, I wanted to like follow up on the program and stuff like that, and I don't know, something just wasn't. I think it's the devil. Well, I'm glad that I think it was a spirit that prompted me to just watch it, and I did, and I'm so glad I did. And there was a lot of things that was shared on that show that I was like, oh wow, it actually inspired me for the things that I want to do. So I'm so glad. I think it was really spray, because to be honest, the funny thing was the fact that I was listening to it close to midnight, so I was supposed to be sleeping, and you know, something woke me up. Well, I wasn't sleeping, but I felt like I should be, because I was tired and I couldn't sleep. So yeah, something just prompted me to watch that, and I'm glad I did. So yeah, the topic I wanted to talk about, because they mentioned something about vulnerability there and many more that has really inspired me for what I want to do. So basically, what I want to do, let me just give you a little insight, because I don't know when this podcast is going to become live. So it might be that it might come live this happens, or right along when it's about to happen, or something like that, or when it's already happened. So I have a passion for women. I've always had a passion for women from a very young age. I've always had a passion for women because, probably from because of my background, or I don't know, the story. Yeah, my background, obviously, yeah. And the stories that I've heard, and a lot of things have just influenced my passion for women. And I've thought that growing up, that it was the way I was going to go about it into, you know, affecting women's life, is to be like obviously everybody wants their children to be a doctor. I wanted to be a doctor, but it wasn't something I was, you know, along the line, I discovered other passions of things I wanted to do as well, apart from being a doctor. But I just kind of stuck to being a doctor because I love science, and I thought, well, being a doctor is cool. But along the line, I was not feeling it. Let me just say, I was not feeling it anymore. A lot of things came along, and I just thought, nah. But that's a topic for another day, because it's something that has to be discussed really when it comes to things like that. I wasn't feeling it anymore, but I love science, because the thing is, I know I digress a little bit, but just give me this minute, just give me this moment. You know, the thing growing up with us is that because you're doing science, you have to be a doctor. That's kind of it. Or an engineer. An engineer was just not an option for me. I wanted to be a doctor because I care. I want to care for people. So I thought, okay, I care about women. I want to influence women's life. So I could be a doctor and I specialize in gynecology. That was it for me. And I just, it wasn't something I really, to be honest with you, it wasn't something that was kind of instilled in me in a way. And it wasn't something I wanted. And as I went along, I still carried on in that regard. But I was just doing it because, you know what, I can. I just felt like, you know what, let me do it, I can, you know. And I felt like, oh, like maybe that was the only way I could care for people. But as I grew older, I came to understand that there are other ways you can care for people. There are other ways you can influence people's life, you know. I was loving the science. I still love the science. But I realized I had many other options. I had many other options on what I could do. I realized that I'm not really sure I want to work with people. Oh, that's another story for another day. Even then, as I was getting older, I knew. Even when I went to secondary school, I knew that I had other things I really wanted to do. I had other things that I'm quite passionate about. Anyway, so that was that, really. So I thought that was the way I was going to do it. I wasn't quite sure, but I knew I had a very strong passion for women. I was just, because of the environment I grew in, the background I had, I thought, oh, it's not supposed to be like this. It's not supposed to be like this. And that was what made me, I don't know, very, I suppose I would say very resilient. Shall I say, I don't know how to say it. Is it like a resilient, or I was not so much a sucker for love, that kind of a thing. I was not so much, I felt like, no, I'm not the kind of person that can be pushed about when it comes to men. I'll say it that way. I'll be like, when it comes to men, nah, I refuse. I'm not gonna be pushed about by no man. Yeah, I don't need no man. I can't be pushed around by no man. I am my own person. And that all came about from my background and from my little humble beginning. And it was something that I really wanted to, help all the young girls out there to do. And not all the young girls, also women as well. But I wasn't quite sure how that was gonna happen. I wasn't sure, so I thought it was probably through the medical field, because if I'm a gynecologist, I can help them. I can talk to women. I can help women, basically. As time went along, I realized maybe this isn't the path that God has chosen for me. Maybe this is not how God wants me to do it. So yeah, anyway, that was it. And I realized that, okay, there were other ways. Basically, there were other ways. I don't know, one day I was just reflecting and I realized that this becoming a woman is a thing. As in, becoming a woman is a thing, because I've shared the story before, where it all came from. Because I'm going somewhere here, guys, just follow me. Right, I shared the story before. I'm just gonna share it again, because I don't know if you're gonna find it anywhere now. This was a few years back. I look back into my life and I remember at least three occasions where my mom told me that, oh, there you go, you're becoming a woman. And I'm like, and these three occasions were different occasions entirely. They were different occasions. And I remember the first one being the fact that I was, when I had my period, and I was not happy that day. I mean, a lot of you that followed me a long time would be familiar with the story. I was not happy that day. I was like, don't worry, you're becoming a woman, and things like that. I was like, okay, cool. And then the second time was also when, it wasn't okay, cool, but you know, I'm just trying to. And the second time was when I had finished uni, I was not living on my own and stuff like that. And we were just having a discussion as well with my mom, and she said the same thing again, that, oh, look at you now, you're not becoming a woman, and blah, blah, blah. Okay. And then the third time was when it was like, we were also discussing about, I was discussing about my boyfriend, but my boyfriend was not my husband at the time. And my mom was talking about that, my dad as well. And she was like, you see, this is it though. This is what it is to be a woman, something like that. And I'm like, every time, like, you know, it was like the different stages of my life, you're telling me that I'm becoming a woman. And I'm like, am I ever going to be a woman eventually, that kind of a thing. And it was then it came to me that, wow, becoming a woman is not a day. It's not something that just happens in a day and that's the end of it. We are always becoming a woman. We are daily becoming a woman. And it's not just about the changes in our lives. It's not just about the physical changes. It's about everyday life, being, you know, the struggles we face every day, the strength we have, the things that we do that makes us stronger, or the things that we do that, they're just the things that our daily lives basically is what makes us a woman. The things that we go through, the things that we do, the victories that we overcome, the battles that we fight, whether we win or we don't win, it makes us who we are. And that is what becoming a woman is all about. And that for me became, shall I say, a mission. It became my slogan. It became a logo. It became a brand for me, basically. It became a brand for me. I shared this on my blog, and then as time went on, because I realized, obviously, like I said, it's an everyday thing. It became something that I was becoming passionate about, and I started talking about it. And not long after that, I opened my YouTube channel, and I started talking about it on my YouTube channel. And I had various episodes from that channel. It's not visible now for everyone to see, but what I'm currently doing, and this is where I'm going, what I'm currently doing is I had opened a channel, I think sometime last year, I opened a channel for becoming a woman, and it's called Becoming a Woman TV. And I started doing Becoming a Woman. I did a few series into it, and then actually I skipped a part. The part was where I did a conference. It came to me one day that I need to do a conference, and I should do a conference on becoming a woman. And I was like, whoa, a conference, you know. So I kind of like did not want to. I don't know. I was a bit unsure as how to go about it. And then I spoke to my husband, I think. And then I was going through a few things at the time as well. But eventually, I kind of did it. I just said, you know what? I'm just gonna do it. Because I kept receiving a reminder like, oh yeah, you've not done this thing. So I did it. I wasn't so much concerned about, I just had to obey, basically. That's what I'm trying to say. So I did it. And then obviously it was great. I'm grateful to God for what happened, how it went. I'm grateful to God, you know, I'm really, really grateful to God. It was just like, he had to just hear to the call. I'm grateful I did. A lot of people really appreciated it and they were grateful for it and they were looking forward to it. But obviously the following year, it did not happen. It was meant to be a yearly program. It did not happen. And then the year that was supposed to happen again, 2020 happened. And then I was already planning for it. I already booked the venue. I was already in the works, and then obviously 2020 happened, and it was like, okay, now, I could have just done like virtual, like other people did, which I wanted to do, but I was not receiving a go ahead. That's another thing. I wasn't receiving a go ahead to do it. I did not receive it, and I just didn't want to do it because, oh, I have to do it. So I didn't want to do it. So I just held my horses. You know, they say hold your horse. So I did that. And to the glory of God, I don't want to say too much just yet. I'm not going to say too much just yet. But basically, where I'm going to is that, yes, becoming a woman is kind of my, I don't want to say ministry, but I guess it is. Because when you say ministry, it means like, oh, you are a big person. And I'm not, and it sounds as if you know everything, but I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing. I only rely on the Spirit of God and God to guide me. That's the whole story about becoming a woman. And what the stage that I'm currently at right now is I'm trying to, my key focus right now is just to start doing some recording and to get the channel back, to get the channel up and going. You know, even though there are videos now that you can watch, which these are old videos, for they are still very relevant. And so I'm currently in the process of just rebranding Becoming a Woman TV, shall I say, no, rebranding Becoming a Woman. And there's so much I want to share with you guys on that channel. And I have spent quite a while talking about it, which that was not the intention. The intention was to talk about vulnerability, but this topic was something I am planning to actually share on the Becoming a Woman TV that I want to talk about. But you know what? I'm just going to touch on it a little here. So the word vulnerability there is something that as women, that's the reason why I had to give you like a backstory first, because as women, well, for me, in my own experience, and from what I've mentioned earlier about, you know, I'm a strong woman, I don't need a man, I'm this and that, I can do it, and it's something that I'm pro about it. I'm like, yes, that is it, we can do it, you know, there's nothing we cannot do and things like that. I'm just like that. I'm just that kind of person that believes so much that we're strong women, and we are, and we've been doing it, we've been killing it, but there's something that we're missing, and that's, it's not that we're missing it, it's there, but we try not to overlook it, and I am guilty of that as well. Recently, I opened on my Instagram, which is Jane Spears, you would see every now and then I share stories, I share my struggles, which I've been doing for many months now. Every now and then I will just share stories about what I'm going through. The most recent one was feeling hopeless. That was I've just found myself doing it recently. I mean, and it's not something that I actually, when I initially opened my blog website, initially when I had my website www.jspace.co.uk, this was when I initially started the blog. This is why I had to, can you see why I had to tell you all those stories? I shared things like that there. I shared about not being afraid. There was a time I talked about not being afraid and why I don't, you know, I shared stories. I like to tell stories, you know. So obviously that part of the website is no longer available due to other reasons. So when I have now brought it back as well, I've so far shared some stories, you know, but there's still more I want to share. There's still more that I've written that I've just not put on the blog yet. So much about loneliness, so much about marriage struggles and things like that. But so far I've been finding it easier to just share it on Instagram, because it's just gonna be a few words. Yeah, so I've been sharing them on Instagram, and I shared the one about the hopeless one that really touched me. Like, I don't know why, if it was my experience, but it came from a very strong place, a very strong feeling. And it's something that I really had to share with people. If you come across that post, it says this picture was, "Are you feeling hopeless?" You would realize that at the end of it, when I asked God that, oh, how do I show love? You know, I know it's a bit of a strange, silly question to ask when you say, "Oh, how do I show love?" I mean, is that like, you read the Bible, you're a Christian, you're a child of God, you know people, how can you say you don't know how to show love? But it came from a place of like honesty, a place of, I feel like, and I think, okay, there's so much I want to share with this. I mean, recently I feel so open to God, you know. I think that's another thing that a lot of people don't realize, that you can be open, like say whatever, like it's all about being honest with God and just being vulnerable to God. Because the thing is that if you're not vulnerable to Him, if you don't just lay out there with Him, what else are you gonna do it? Are you gonna do it? Because from my experience, I've never been the person that opens up to people. I've never. So it's like, if I don't open up to people, I've got to open up to somebody, you know. And the only person, I mean, somebody, and you know, who is the best person in the whole wide world that you can open up to, that will not criticize you, that you feel like they will not come back and stab you, you know, apart from your very, very close ones, you know. Who else? You know, it's God. For me, it's God. And I mean, I'm not very good at opening up to people. I've never been. And it takes me, if I ever open up to you, it takes a long time, a very, very long time. And I pray to God, I hope to God that nothing happens. it takes me a very, very long time to open up to people. That's probably why I don't have friends. There may be a lot of reasons to that, as to why that happens. But at least one thing I know is about that. There are experiences that have been linked to this that I can say this is why it happens. This is why I'm like that with people. So that's one thing that I've come to realize. I mean, I've come to accept about myself, you know, and just embrace it and just like, you know, this is who I am. And so, yeah, like I was saying, I don't open up to people straight away. I'm very, very reserved when it comes to people. So the only person I can open up to, obviously, is my closest, my very, very closest. Let you know that I don't have friends, basically. That's it. So, yeah. So I have to open up to God, and it's practice, you know. I mean, I've always been doing that for as long as I know, and you know, sometimes you just kind of carry on with life and thinking, oh, everything is all good and glory, and I mean, all good and lovely, and then you come to a point in your life again when you're like, oh, and this is where, and that's where I am right now. I'm at that point in my life where I'm like, okay. It's like, just like as I said, I was watching the same movie. They were talking about, is it worth waiting? Something like, is it worth the wait or something like that? So, yeah, I'm in a waiting process as well. And I found out that when I'm in a waiting process is when I become very, very vulnerable to God. I become very, very like I'm out there with God. And I think that is one of the reasons why God puts us in that waiting process, because He wants us to rely so much on Him. And I have been, and this is where my old experience, my old feeling hopelessness, telling God I'm tired, I just pour it out to Him. I just literally pour everything out to Him, like whatever it is that I'm feeling, whatever it is that is going on with me, I pour it out to Him, and it's really helping me. You know, sometimes it's like, you know, I guess the way we have been raised is like, oh, you know, we say you're complaining. I don't think, you know, there's a part of me that makes you think maybe you're complaining, but I'm not complaining, because I feel like that is my relationship with God. I have to tell Him whatever I'm feeling, because the thing is that He knows already, but we need to let Him know. He knows already, but we have to say it, because it's always like, you know, that's what even when I talked about the hopeless thing, I considered therapy. I felt like, okay, I need to speak to somebody, I need to counsel somebody, and you know, I couldn't think of anyone to go to, you know, to do that. Okay, I did actually consider it, but you had to pay, and I ain't got no money. So that was why I told her that I don't have no money, you know, I don't have no friends. So who am I going to talk to? How do I even show love? And then they told me, it's in your message. And like I said before, it sounds as if, oh, that's just silly for you to, but you know, with God, when you have a relationship with God, nothing is silly, you know, because you are saying it from a place of, from the genuineness of your heart. You're saying it because that is how you're feeling. You're saying it because that is it, that is where you are, that's the state of your heart, that's where you are, you're feeling it. Yeah, it may sound stupid, it may sound silly, but it's just like a child. When a child says certain things or do certain things, they're doing it because they're a child, and it's just from the pureness and the cleanness, I shall say, the genuineness of their heart is the way they are feeling, you know, and that's why they have said or done the things that they did. A lot of the time, of them ask you certain questions because they're just a pure, plain, simple heart, you know, and that's it. And that's how I come to God as a child. I don't come to God as, oh my God, you know, based on my knowledge, my Bible knowledge. you know, I'm not saying that Bible knowledge is not, it's essential, because you need to know of the Bible. But sometimes when you're at the lowest of your low, all you need to come to God to is just come as you are. Just come with the simplicity. That's the word I've been looking for. The simplicity of your heart. And that's why when I go to God, I just go with the simplicity. I don't come to God thinking, yes, I know the Bible, this Bible verse says, or what that Bible verse says. I just come to God and be like, this is me. This is what I'm thinking. I know it's silly. I know it's proud. I know it's, you know, you can think of many reasons as to why, or many verses that will counteract the way you're feeling. But you know what? I don't need that. I just want to come to you and just tell you. You know, I just want to come to you and just lay it all down to you and just talk to you. That's all. And that's what I've been doing recently. And you know, because God doesn't come to condemn us. God doesn't condemn us. You know, I was listening to a word, it was yesterday, about condemnation. And yeah, it's true. God is not here to condemn us. And that's what the pastor said, was something about the causes of many of our problems is condemnation. It's condemnation. And he linked it from to fear, to stress, and things like that. You see, because if I'm thinking, you know, if I go to God and tell God I'm hopeless, and I'm thinking, oh, how can I say that? You know, even I even mentioned it in the post, saying that, oh, it's probably arrogant or proud of me to say that. Or if I don't say to God, who else will I say it to? So because I'm already condemning the way what I'm saying even before I said it, but I said it anyway. So condemnation is a very powerful thing in a way, if you're, you know. So we have to be careful about condemning ourselves or letting people condemn us or being influenced or being affected by condemnation. Because yes, it's very something that you have to be weary about, actually. So vulnerability is very important. That's where I'm going now. I don't want to talk too much about it, because I want to talk a lot more about it on the channel. So that is, if it's, I hope by the time you guys listen to this, the channel will be live and you'll be able to go watch the video. So I would hopefully put the link somewhere where you can watch the video. I mean, when I say the channel, not the channel will be live. The channel is already live. It's just the videos, the new videos that I'm going to be putting out. I'm hoping that they will be live by the time you listen to this podcast. It's actually giving me pressure now to actually get on it as well. So yeah, it's a reminder for me, and it's putting pressure on me to get on it as well and get it recorded and get it ready. So yeah, guys, and I guess what I'm trying to say, and probably the take home from this little talk, is all about surrendering. Just now, a lot of us are very, like I said before, that some of us are very, you're not very good at opening up. We're not very good at opening up to people that we know. We find it easier to open up to people that we don't know, like going to see the shrink, the therapist or counselors and things like that. It's easier that way because they don't know us. And I must say it's kind of similar. It's the same for me as well. But that's just one part of it. That's one part of being vulnerable. But I feel like where I want to hit home and just leave it is to say that if you can't be vulnerable to anyone else, be vulnerable to God. Because he knows you more than anyone. He knows you more than anybody. And even more than you know yourself. More than your mother. I know a lot of us, we find that we can always speak to our mother, which is good, you know. But what about when you can't even talk to your mother about certain things? Who do you go to? Your best friend? I would encourage you to go to God. Like I shared on that post, that he always comes true. It always comes through for me, because it's, and that's another thing, because sometimes I may not hear it straight away, I may not get the message straight away, but along the line I will get the message. It will tell me, it will talk to me, it will it's either probably, it may not tell me straight away, it may not tell me directly, it's probably when I'm reading my Bible or when I'm listening to a message from somebody, that is when I get the message. Or it can just be randomly, it just comes, boom, and I'm like, whoa, it just comes, you know. So just know, and because I'm probably saying, oh yeah, God talk to God, I just wanted you to know that God might not, it may seem that you're not hearing nothing, but you need to listen. That's just listen out and be ready to receive. Be ready to receive. But just know that God will always come through. God will always come through for you. And that's my message for me. So be vulnerable to God. Speak to God. Speak to Him with the simplicity of your heart. Speak to Him like, just like a child would speak to ask questions. Because lately I've been finding myself asking a lot of questions that I'm thinking, okay, I should know the answer to this, but I don't know, I'm just opening up. I'm just being very simple and just telling God how I feel, telling God what's in my mind, telling God what I'm thinking, you know. And that's the best way to come to God. That's the best way. That's one of the best ways to build relationship with God, because it's very key, it's very essential. So I hope you have been blessed by this. I hope you have learned something at least. But bear in mind that, like I said before, there will be more that I really want to talk about when it comes to vulnerability amongst women. And that's one thing I will talk about in the Becoming a Woman TV. I'll put all the details below, even if it's just the link to the channel or the website, or my website, or the link to the channel. I'll put it somewhere where you can see. And thank you so much for listening, guys, and I'll catch you guys in the next one. Bye.